The Good News, according to Mark, chapter 15. The first thing in the morning, the chief priests, together with the elders, scribes, and the whole council, held a consultation. They then bound Jesus and carried him away, delivering him up to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And answering, he said to him, "You say so." And the chief priests accused him of many things. So Pilate again asked him, saying, "Won't you give me any answer? Look at how many accusations they make against you." But Jesus no longer made any response, so much so that Pilate marveled. Now because it was a feast day, he customarily released one prisoner to them, whoever they asked of him. And there was one called Barabbas, son of Abbas, lying bound with those who had made an insurrection, men who during the insurrection had killed someone. And the crowd began yelling, asking Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And Pilate answered them, saying, "Should I release to you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was because of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd, asking him to release Barabbas instead. And Pilate responded again and said to them, "What then should I do to him whom you call the king of the Jews?" And they shouted again, "Crucify him!" So Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they cried out even more loudly, "Crucify him!" And so Pilate, wanting to please the crowd, released Barabbas to them and delivered Jesus, having had him beaten with whips, to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the courtyard, which is the praetorium, and they called together the whole band of soldiers. There they clothed him with purple, and weaving a crown of thorns, they put it on him. Then they began to salute him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck his head with a reed, and spat on him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple garment off of him, and put his own clothes back on him. And they led him out to crucify him. And they compelled someone passing by, Simon, a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, who was coming in from the field, to go with them, so that he could carry his cross. Then they brought him to Golgotha, which means the place of a skull, and they offered him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. And having crucified him, they divided his garments among themselves, gambling with one another by casting lots, about which item each one would take. And it was the third hour of the day when they crucified him. The sign upon which his accusation was written stated, "The King of the Jews." And they crucified two robbers with him, one on his right side and one on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled which said, "And he was considered to be among the transgressors." And some of those who passed by reviled him, shaking their heads and saying, "Ha! You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from that cross." In the same way also the chief priests, mocking him among themselves, along with the scribes, said, "He saved others, but he can't save himself. Let the Anointed One, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see and believe." And even one of the ones who were crucified with him taunted him also. And when the sixth hour had come, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is translated, my God, why have you abandoned me?" And some of those who stood nearby, when they heard it, said, "Look, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran and, filling a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Hold on a minute, let's see whether Elijah comes to take him down." Then Jesus uttered a loud sound and expired, and the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. When the centurion who stood near him saw the way in which he cried out and expired, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." There were also women watching from a distance, among whom were both Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James, the short one, and of Joses and Salome, who, when he was in Galilee, followed him and served him, along with many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when evening had come, because it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the Sanhedrin, and someone who was also looking for the kingdom of God, had the courage to go see Pilate and ask for the body of Jesus. But Pilate was surprised that he was already dead. So calling the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for any length of time. Then, having received confirmation from the centurion, he granted the corpse to Joseph. Joseph bought an expensive linen cloth, and after lowering him down from the cross, wrapped him in the linen cloth and laid him in a tomb which had been quarried out of a rock. Then he rolled a stone across the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joses, saw where he had been laid. This is the end of Mark, chapter 15.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.